WKNR presents
the Keter13.com podcast.
Welcome to the Keter 13 podcast. I'm Scott Westerman, and this week we play a batch of Keter customs. We straddle both sides of the Atlantic with our music quiz, and we hear a one-hit wonder from the queen of South African soul. All that and more on this week's Keter podcast.
Motor City Music.
Well, it's been one of those weeks with too many things to do and not enough time to do them. We did three podcast interviews this week, which you'll hear on upcoming programs, including a fascinating conversation with Michael Gohagan. He's an entrepreneur and host of Real Reviews at realreviewsradio.com. It's the end of the quarter, and so all of us who try to keep our podcasts legal are finishing up our BMI logs. And of course, the day job gets in the way from time to time, so I don't feel like I'm giving you enough attention, and I apologize for that. But nonetheless, we've got a great show for you this week. Bob Green sent me a note pointing out an error I made on last week's podcast. We'll rectify that one in a few minutes and delve into our collection of custom-made Keter hits. And up next, something that's become one of our most popular segments, another WKNR Hot Licks music quiz, where we give you the hooks to three Keter hits and you try to name that Keter tune. We also want to remind you to grab your WKNR coffee mug and tote bag by visiting the Keter store at www.keter13.com. You can also support the show with your Amazon.com purchases when you buy copies of the music we play on the show via the links on the website. But enough of that DJ talk. Let's get on with the show.
WKNR Keter 13.
It's round, it's round, it's a quarter pound. It's a daily burger. It's neat, it's a treat, it's fun to eat. It's a daily burger.
Is the most delicious, most tender hamburger you've ever eaten. Who can top a hamburger made with the finest choice beef, ground fresh every day? And that's only the beginning. A daily burger is cooked by experts to bring out all the natural flavor, then placed in a specially baked warm sesame seed bun and covered with that snappy daily delight sauce. Nothing like it. Next time those old hunger pangs strike, friends, roll yourself on down to your nearest daily drive-in and join a clan. Your friends all love them, and so will you. Daily burgers available only at the daily drive-in.
It's time again for the Keter 13 Hot Licks Music Quiz, where we give you a slice of three WKNR hits, and you try to name that Keter tune. So turn up those iPods, and let's head back to the 60s for Hot Lick number one.
WKNR.
Was a Keter smash from 1972. And now, here's Hot Lick number two.
K&R.
That group was originally known as the Cliftones, and that was their second Keter hit. Here's Hot Lick number three. Three Keter Hot Licks from three different bands. Got your answers ready? Here's more about Hot Lick number one.
WKNR.
This Keter Hot Lick has the distinction of being the number 13 song on the very last WKNR Music Guide from April of 1972. It's the only Keter chart appearance for the Canadian quartet April Wine. Thanks to Canadian content rules, the band had been getting a lot of airplay across the river at CKLW. And it was only a matter of time before You Could Have Been a Lady spilled over onto Detroit radio playlists.
WKNR!
Catholic Number 2 is the second WKNR hit for an English band who rode the Beatles' coattails on the wave of the British invasion. They originally hailed from Birmingham, and their first hit, You've Got Your Troubles, is overplayed on your favorite oldie station. But the Fortune second WKNR smash deserves just as much attention.
When I see that girl go walking by, I know a boy shouldn't cry. Here it comes again, that feeling, here it comes again.
Here It Comes Again was a slow dancing favorite for the Fortunes on Keener in 1965. And listen to the lyrics of Hot Lick Number 3, and you'll hear how Tom Northcutt's 1941 influenced Andrew Gold 8 years later.
In 1941, happy father had a son. And in 1944, father walked right out the door. And in 1945, mom and son was still alive. But who could tell in 46 if the two were to survive? Well, years went passing quickly, but not fast enough for him. So he closed his eyes for 55 and he opened them up again. He looked around, he saw a clown, and the clown seemed very gay. He said, I'd like to join that circus clown and run away.
In 1976, Andrew Gold had his first top 10 hit with a song called Lonely Boy. And a close look at the storyline finds quite a parallel to Tom Northcutt's WKNR Music Guide appearance from February of 1968. It's a Keener rarity called 1941, written by Harry Nilsson, and you can find it on the CD Buried Treasure, Lost Gems from Deep in the 60s Vaults. Click our link at Keener13.com to order it, and a portion of the proceeds come right back to help support our efforts to preserve the WKNR legend. The Buried Treasure CD also includes this one-hit wonder from South African Miriam Makeba.
Pata, pata, starts to play.
She was married for a time to trumpeter Hugh Masekela, and Miriam Makeba became the first lady of South African soul when she hit the Keener charts with Pata Pata in November of 1967.
On From the Vault, we go deeper. Right, Bob?
Party music, party music, party music.
I'm Jim Heddle, host of From the Vault, not your ordinary oldies show. Album cuts, B-sides, rare live recordings, and more. Go deeper with us on From the Vault on Ann Arbor Alive Radio.
Jim Heddle has been a contributor from time to time to the Keener Podcast, and you can hear his weekly oldies show at AnnArborAlive.com.
In Keenerland on WKNR, we're having fun!
On last week's show, we played The Girl's Song, a Jimmy Webb composition from the Fifth Dimension's Magic Garden LP. And I noted that the tune was never played on WKNR. But I was wrong.
I'd like to make the sunshine with you.
That's a jingle recorded for Keener by the legendary Pam's Jingle House in Dallas, Texas. It's from a series that used themes from popular records of the day as wraparounds for the station's logo. The series was never one of my favorites, and I had forgotten all about it until my mentor, the great Bob Green, reminded me. Jingle wraparounds are an old concept, but they're still around today, as this example from Real World Productions attests.
Hey, yo, turn the beat up a little bit.
New York's number one hit music station.
That's a Real World wraparound customized for New York's Z100. During the Keener era, there are several examples of records that were customized for WKNR. Edwin Starr's ode to Scott Regan, a completely customized version of the hit SOS, is one of the most famous.
Hey, hey, Scott Regan,
hey, now,
on the radio,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Hey, hey, Big Thunder,
what you say?
This is your show.
Yeah, I'm sending out an SOS. Scott's on swingers with all the best, so if you see Scott Regan, stop him on sight.
Hey, hey, Scott Regan.
Yes, he is. the way he smiles. The music you play, it will drive you wild. So if you see Scott Regan, if anybody sees Scott Regan, stop him on sight.
Hey, hey, Scott Regan.
Hey, now.
On the radio.
Play music from Pontuco.
Hey, hey.
A Keener custom version of Stopper on Sight, Scott's on Swingers, as performed by Edwin Starr.
WKNR.
And in 1971, ABC Records hired these girls to help the grassroots cut this Keener custom.
Question of time before you make up your mind and give all that love you've been denying.
You've been looking for love.
Those are the grassroots with Sooner or Later, with a WKNR ID patched onto the front of the record. Another example of a Keener custom.
More Motor City music, WKNR.
And here's my favorite Keener custom. It's Michigan Rock from William LaVise Jr. Whenever he grabbed the microphone, he was transformed into a flamethrower by the name of Mitch Ryder. Legend has it that he cut 50 different custom versions of this WKNR smash. And if you listen closely to the lyrics, you'll hear how perfectly Keener fits into his definition of rock and roll.
Jenny said when she was 5 years old, nothing going on at all. Every time she turned on the radio, nothing going down at all. Not at all. Then one day she hit the Detroit station, doing WKNR now, now. Her life was saved by rock and roll. In spite of the computation, you could just listen to the rock and roll station. It was alright.
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 said when she was five years old. You know my parents were feeling death of a dime. Death of a dime. Two TV sets, two Cadillac calls. Said it don't mean nothing at all. Yeah. Then one day she hit the Detroit station. It's the WKNI. Her life was saved by rock and roll. Despite all the computation, you could just listen to the rock and roll station. It was all right.
It's all right.
Oh, it was all right.
It's all right. It's all right. It's all right. It's all right.
And there you have it, three tunes customized for Keener. And for more information about classic jingles and the people who created them, visit the Jam Creative Productions website at jingles.com. And that's this week's Keener 13 podcast. All the music you heard today can be purchased at our website, www.keener13.com. A portion of the proceeds help us maintain the site and keep us bringing the Keener 13 podcast your way. We play music licensed by ASCAP and BMI, and our jingles come courtesy of Jonathan Wolfert at Jam Creative Productions. Send your feedback to us via the contact link at Keener13.com and vote for the Keener podcast at Chris McIntyre's Podcast Alley, the best source on the web for podcasts of all shapes and sizes. Join us next time for our interview with Real Reviews podcast producer Michael Gohagan. We leave you with a great summertime memory from the Friends of Distinction. I'm Scott Westerman. Thanks for listening.